start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman.
In the beginning of this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu went out to see what's going on with his brothers in Mitzrayim. We all know the famous pasuk. He saw a Mitzri was fighting with a Yid. So Moshe Rabbeinu rescued the Yid and killed the Mitzri. Vayaki ein ish, kipshuto means there was nobody looking. Vayaki is a Mitzri, and then he killed the Mitzri. Rashi brings a chazal. What does it mean, vayaki ein ish? She ein ish osid lotzis mimenu she iskaya. Moshe Rabbeinu could see straight away that no good is going to come out of this person at all. At Sof HaDoiros, nobody has going to come out of him who be miskaya. That's why he felt it's appropriate to kill this Mitzri to save the Yid, because no good descendant will come out of him. So it's well known the Mefarshim ask, why is that a consideration? If Moshe Rabbeinu felt the Yid is Chayav Misa, because he's fighting with the Yid, and it's dangerous, could come to danger, he was fighting. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu checked the descendants when a person is Chayav Misa? So he's Chayav Misa. What will happen in the future? That's not our cheshbon at all. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu looking if there are going to be any good descendants coming out? So the Maril Diskin Ala Torah says, bases himself on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, Goy shehikas Yisrael, ava pisha Chayav Misa einoy nerag. A goy who hits a yid, he's Chayav Misa, but it's not. He's not Nerag. Bezdin's not Bezdin's chiv to kill him. That means he's only mechuyav misa b'dei shamayim. So therefore, a goy shehik Yisrael, his chiv misa is not a chiv misa b'dei odom. It's only a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. Therefore, we understand better how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill him. As it says in Yubsugim later, Halogeni Atoime, says Rashi, Mekan Olamedim, Shahor Goy B'Shem HaMavoyrish. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu choose to kill him B'Shem HaMavoyrish? Moshe Rabbeinu could have killed him the normal way. Why did he choose? Says my religion, I'll tell you why. Because he wasn't Chayv Misa B'Dei Odom. It was Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Killing with the Shem HaMafoyrosh, says Maril Diskin, that's equivalent to Misa B'Dei Shamayim. You're saying the Ravoyin Shalaylam, give him what he deserves. That's what Hashem voice. By uttering the Shem HaMafoyrosh B'Kedusha, you're sort of giving over the job, the mission to the Ravoyin Shalaylam, and if he's Mechuy Misa, that's when he dies. So it was an idea of Misa B'Dei Shamayim, not Misa B'Dei Odom. By Misa B'Dei Shamayim, it's a different system already. By Misa B'Dei Odom, if the person's Mechuy Misa, he gets killed. By Misa B'Dei Shamayim, then there are other cheshbonos taken in consideration. If there's a spark of good, which would eventually lead to something good, then the Misa B'Dei Shamayim does not come in effect. So because this was a get of Misa B'Dei Shamayim, it was only Mechuy Misa B'Dei Shamayim, that's why, Vayake Einish, Moshe Rabbeinu first checked if there's any spark of good, will somebody ever come out from this person who will become a ger? And when he saw and realized there's absolutely no spark of good in him, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu sort of issued the Misa B'Dei Shamayim and killed him with a Sheikh Mamforish. This idea that by Misa B'Dei Shamayim, we take cheshbonos, other cheshbonos in consideration, and if somebody good's going to come out that can save the person, we find in many places. Just one example, the Gemara says above a kama daf lamed ches. We know the parshas matois tzoros amidyonim vekisem oisom. Moshe Rabbeinu was sent on a mission to kill the Midyonim because they caused a lot of tzoros for Klal Yisrael with the story with Po'oi and with Bilam's eitz over there. For the Gemara, why just the Midyonim? The Moavim were also to blame. They were also part of this plan to be Machshel Klal Yisrael in doing Averis. So why were the only Midianim killed? Why were the Mayavim killed? Says the Gemara, because, said the Rabbi Nishan, Shtei Pretas Toivas Hasidim Lotzis Mehem. There's going to be two great women coming out of the family of Mayav, which we know is Rusa Mayavia, Venamo Hamoines. So since they was good people coming out of them, they did not get the Chiyuv Misa. So explains the Meril Diskin, there was the same idea, because they weren't Mechuyuv Misa Bidei Odom, the Nomchi Misa. They were only Groma, they caused Klal Yisrael to die. They weren't Mechuyuv Misa Bidei Odom. They were Mechuyuv Misa Dei Shemayim. Nor Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shem, I want you to do the Misa Dei Shemayim. What my job of killing them, I want Dafke, you should do it. But it was under the category of Misa Dei Shemayim, because their Chiyuv was only a Chiyuv Misa Dei Shemayim, since some decree was going to come out. Therefore, they weren't killed.
Yeah,
because they're Mechuyuv Misa, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to kill them instead of the Rabbeinu Shem, as if to say, yeah, it was a Misa Odom, but their Chiyuv was Misa Dei Shemayim. Their Chiyuv in this case was Misa Dei Shemayim, and that's why it had the rules of Misa Dei Shemayim. He was told to kill with a sword, but their Chiyuv was a Misa Dei Shemayim. There's actually a Man D'Omar which says, even in our case, Moshe Rabbeinu killed with a sword. There's two shittas in the Medrash about how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill the Mitzri. Some say he killed Bidei Odom, the same canal. They were Mechuyev only Misa B'dei Shemayim, or this Mitzri was Mechuyev Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was told or felt he's got this mission to kill him. But if the Chiyuv Golgoth is only Misa B'dei Shemayim, so then you look if there are any dissents. But I call upon him, following this Medrash, the Moshe Rabbeinu killed with the Shem Amfoyrash, so therefore he actually did a Misa B'dei Shemayim by using the Shem Amfoyrash. There is a Shita brought down, Shalas Achuvas Halachas Ketanis, who says that even killing somebody through Shem Amfoyrash is not just Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's called you've killed. If a person misuses the Shem Amfoyrash and kills somebody who is innocent, he's called a Rateach. Using the Shem Amfoyrash is a tremendous power. We'll talk about the Shem Amfoyrash a little bit more. Is actually called a Ratzich as well. So if somebody kills somebody with a Shem Amfoyrash, says the Alochs Ketanis, he's called a Ratzich. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu killing the Mitzvah Shem Amfoyrash, it may be that it was the person was only Mechuyev Misa Dei Shemayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it in the act of Shem Amfoyrash, which is actually called killing. But the Mitzri was only Mechuyev Misa Dei Shemayim, and if somebody is Mechuyev Misa Dei Shemayim, normally it's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom to take care of it. Sometimes a Novi is allowed to do the Misa Dei Shemayim, kilu abishlichas of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That we find by the Midyonim, Moshe Rabbeinu was like a shlichas from the Rabbeinu Shalom to kill the Midyonim there, Misa Dei Shemayim. And as some of us learn over here, true, he was doing Mechuyev Misa Dei Shemayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu felt, I need to do the shlichas of the Rabbeinu Shalom over here, and that's why he killed him. A call upon we see over here, there's such a thing as using the Shem Amfoyrish, and it can kill somebody. The Shem of the Sakdoshim of the Rabbeinu Shalom is a tremendous power, and a person can kill. There's quite a few instant Gemoras about the power of the Shem of Sakdoshim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samacheyom at base, Rova Bora Gavra, Rova created a person. Says Rashi Aliday Sefer Yetzirah Shelomdu Tziruf Oisus Shal Shem. Using the Shemus Akdosh of the Rabbi Shem, you can create people. And the Gemara carries on, Rab Chanina Rab Oishia, Bechol Erev Shabbos, Oskar B'Sev Yetzirah, Uboru Egle Tilsa. It seems they didn't have the funds to buy meat from the butcher, so they had to use other methods. So they learned Sefer Yetzirah every Friday, and they created an Egle Tilsa, a high quality calf, and that's what they ate. That was their meat for Shabbos. So with Shemus Akdoshim, there's tremendous things one can do, and therefore there's tremendous zehirus one has to do before using it. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph, Shem Shal Membeis Oises Eim Moisin Oiser Rak Letznua VaOnov VaOymed Bechatzi Yomov VaEina Koyes. These Shemus Adoshim, because it's such a tremendous power, one has to be careful. One doesn't reveal it. You can only reveal it to somebody who is reliable, who's got self-control, and therefore won't misuse it. A tenua va'onov va'oimet bechatzi yomov ve'enikoy. Somebody who's halfway through his lifespan, and he never gets angry. There's somebody who's got control over himself, so then you can give him the shemam foyrish, and he won't misuse it. So I saw Pshat Takevich explains the Losh in which Dostan told Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi Somcho Le'ish, what made you think that you're a man? What does it mean? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't halfway through his lifespan yet. According to the Medrash, he was either 20 or 40. So Dostan said, how do you know this Shema Mefoirish? What right have you got to know it? We don't give it over to people, to young people. So how come you know this Shema Mefoirish and you can kill people with it? It's something which is not normally revealed to young people. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. So the power of the Shema Mefoirish is very, very powerful, and therefore it's not revealed, and therefore most people, I think, don't know it, so it can't be misused. The Gedolim and the Amoraim used it. They used it when they needed it. When they needed to create a person, they did it. When they needed to create meat for Shabbos, they did it as well. It has been done a little bit more recently, since the times of the Amoraim. Okay, the Golem Maral, I don't know, the stories are not so reliable or what's written, but there is a reliable report that Shuvas Chacham Tzvi Simon Tzadik Gimel, he lived about 340 years ago, testifies about his grandfather, Hagon of Eliyahu Tzal Av Bezin Chalam. He said he created a person. He created a human, a person with a Sefer Yetzirah. And the Chamtzvi discusses, what's the halacha? Somebody who's been created with the shameless of Sefer Yetzirah, can you be mitzarif and von minyan or not? What is he? Is he a person? Is he maybe it's just a walking object? Maybe it's not called a person at all. Is he God din of a yid? Is him what kedushin guys in mechuyva mitzvahs? They can't talk apparently. As I say to Gemara, the Gemara said they can't talk. That's how they could tell. So that's their halacha. What is he? Yeah, he can't answer, but maybe it could be mitzarev. A dog, even somebody can't answer, he can also be mitzarev. Somebody's, the Ahaloch, you've got nine and him, you can be mitzarev, even you can't answer on me. So that's the Shai, the Shai Chacham Tzvi. And it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim found it worthy enough or realistic enough to put it in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim brings it in Siman Nun Hei. Oy, Talit. Odom Shenivah Dei Sevitiv, is mitzarev or minyan or not? The Gemara says in Evim Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara talks about a shail of tchumin. Yesh tchumin lamal ma'asoro, or ain't tchumin lamal ma'asoro. We know a person mustn't go beyond his tchum Shabbos on Shabbos. He mustn't go outside the town more than 2,000 amos. Says the Gemara, that if you're walking on the ground, while a person is above the ground, he's lamal ma'asoro. Is there a halakha of tchumin? Do you have to only travel within the 2,000 amas, or can you travel further or not? And the Gemara gives various examples. How can a person be lamal miyud? So the simplest example is he's in a boat, he's in a ship. So the ground level, the seabed or the riverbed is further than 10 tfokhim. So he's traveling higher than you tfokhim from the ground. So is there an issa of tchumin in that situation? But the Gemara says another example. Inami deka ozla bekfitza. Or he's walking raised from the ground. He's jumped up and he's a shyly walk, trying to get in his raised position to walk further than 2,000 amas. How exactly do you do that? How does a person give a jump and then walk more than 2,000 amas above Yutfokim? Says Rashi, b'shem. The person utters a special shame of the Rabbi Nisham. He can end up walking suspended more than 10 tfokim above the ground. And again, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch this. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tov Dalet, Sif Al Ramor. Somebody walks around Al Yidei Kfis Hashem. So whether he is restricted, is there a limit how long far he can walk? Maybe he can walk further than 2,000 amos. It's known, it's a story brought down, some Sofer in Pressburg, all the shops were closed on Shabbos. And there was one Apikoyrus, who opened his shop on Shabbos, and the Chassam Sofer sent 2 talmidim with his yeshiva to tell the person, you're not allowed, you must close it. And he was a big mechutzav, and he threw them out with bizyonas and derogatory comments, and he didn't listen. So the Chassam Sofer sent them back again, and said, no, there's no such thing, you have to close your shop on Shabbos. So he told them, this shopkeeper told them, if you come again, I'm going to hit you hard with this stick. And he showed them which stick he's going to use. So they reported back to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer told these 2 talmidim, I'm going to tell you a special name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you get threatened, put your hand on the mezuzah, think about this Shem, and nothing will happen to you. They went back again, and the person threatened them. One of them put the hand on the mezuzah, thought in his mind this special shame, Hashem, which he was told by the Chassam Sofer, and the person died on the spot. And this... Pardon? Yes, you're right, he had the mezuzah, because he changed afterwards. You're right, it's true, he had the mezuzah in the shop. You're quite right, as I stated in the story. And... who revealed this story? This story, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Rav of Krakow, Kruka, when he became Rav, there were people who were he was a bit scared of, and he told them, I was one of the 2 talmidim who my father sent, and I still remember the Hashem Hashem. That's how he had full control over his town, and that was his first drosh he gave when he was appointed at the age of 24. That's how the Maisa goes. So the Elish Shemas and Foroshim are Gedolim in a couple of 100 years ago, knew them, and they were only allowed to be used in certain circumstances, but the Shemas and Doshim are very powerful. Toises Rabbeinu Peretz in Psochim Davov says, we find there is a klal, a mukdom umu'ucha b'toyroh. The powers of the Torah are not necessarily in chronological order. So therefore, you need to know, work it out. Freak the toys made of pairs, but why not? Why aren't they? It would be a lot easier for us to learn it. Everything would be in the right order. Why is it the A Mugdamuch Batoyah? Says the toys pairs, I'll tell you why. Says it brings B'Shem Benachil, B'Shem HaMedish, Tiltul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pasha Shal Toyah. The Rabbi Shem moved around the Pashas, Shelo Yehe Odom Koyra Pasha Ketano, V'Oise Bo Kol Heftsoy O Boyre Kol Mash Yirtzeh. Had the Torah been in the right order, we'd be able to work out from Psukim various Tziruf Hashemus. And the Tziruf Hashemus can be used, and a person can do what he likes, create what he likes. The Boshan didn't want it. The Boshan wanted to be remain Soitas HaTorah. He didn't want the Shemus HaKdoshim to be known and to be available to the public. That's why a Mugdamuch HaTorah, therefore that you can't work out exactly these Shemus HaKdoshim. Rashi says in Sukkah Mem Hei Omed Aleph, Rashi talks about Aniva Hoy Hoshiyano. There's also Ramozim in Shemus HaKdoshim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Rashi seems to know what the Shemus HaKdoshim were. He says, if you look in Parshas Beshalach, when the Yidden were saved, these 3 psukim, Vayiso, Vayovoy, Vayet, each posuk has got 72 letters. So Rashi in Sukkah, Mem Hei Omed Aleph. From these 72 psukim, you can work out the Shem HaMafoyrash. As Zoi stated in Rashi in Sukkah, even though Rashi Kedushin Ayin Aleph says that the Shem Shel Ayin Beis, the Shem Shel Loinis Parish Lonu. So a bit of Steer Rashi, maybe it wasn't explained to us, but Rashi knew it even without being explained. But I call upon him, Rashi says there are a Muslim in the words of the Torah or the Shemus HaKdoshim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. When we wear tefillin, Shaitan Posse, Verol Kal Ame Oretz, Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecho, Veyoru Memeko. Wearing tefillin makes people frightened. If one wears tefillin in the correct frame of mind, as Chazal says, Eilu tefillin sheh beroish, which they're medai, not tefillin sheh aloroish, it's not good enough. It has to be sheh beroish, the head has to be part of the mitzvah tefillin. So then, the Torah describes looking at tefillin, verog lamot kishem Hashem nikro olecho. That seeing the name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that creates a tremendous fear that people won't be able to do anything against somebody wearing tefillin. So Rashi Menachos says, because you've got the Sheen on the of the Tefillin, and you've got the Dalad on the Kesher behind, you've got Roy Shem Hashem. Okay, some don't have a Dalad, if different Menhagim, but that's Rashi's Shitta. So that's Kishem Hashem Nikolecho. The Meshech Chochma says, based on the Rambam, Meshech Chochma says, a Moedig Gezach. He says, in Tefillin Shel Yad, these 21 Shemus in the parishes of Tefillin. So therefore, in the Tefillin Shel Yad, there's 21 Shemus. And similarly, in Tefillin Shel Rosh, there's also 21 Shemus. 2 times 21 makes 42, says the Meshech Chochma. When a person's got the Tefillin Shel Rosh, means besides for the Tefillin Shel Yad, he's got the Tefillin Shel Rosh as well. So he's wearing 42 Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's how the Rambam, also the Rambam, relates Eis Nichas Tefillin, you're wearing 42 Shemus. Therefore, you've got in you the power of the Shem Shel Membeis, 42 times Hashem's name. Somehow it represents the shame of Membeis. Therefore, you've got the shame Hanoiro Shai. So therefore you're have this Shem on you, which gives you this power that people are scared of you. Says the Meshech Chochma, it's Merumas in this etc. The Moedei Shleim were told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what name should I give from you to Klal Yisrael? So the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Eke Asher Eke, Koi Soim Lem Neisol, Eke Shodachani Aleichem. Says the Meshech Chochma, Eke is Gematria 21. Eke Asher Eke is 2 times 21, which is 42. But then he told them, Eke Shechani Aleichem, then they should know there is a 21 shame as well. Says the Meshech Chochma, the 2 shames twins together, which is Shem Membeis, that means when Hashem shows us Begolu that he looks after us. When a person wears the Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is the 2 times 21, so then you've got the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Hanhoga, he shows us that he looks after us. And that's why people are frightened, because they can see that the Rabbeinu looks after us. When a person has not got the Tefillin Shel Rosh on him, only Tefillin Shel Yad, so then that represents that Hashem looks after us hidden, which the Tefillin Shel Yad is the hidden Tefillin, says the Meshech Chochma. So when the Rebbeinu Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, tell the guy's soul, that if you're in the right Madrega, Eke Asher Eke, you'll have the 2 times 21, and that is Merumah in the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh together. The 2 times 21, which is 42, that's Hashem. Begolu, Hashem will show us his hashkocha in a way that we can visibly see it. Or, but tell them another message. There's very often times when Hashem doesn't show his hashkocha begolu. There's many times in golus and in hard times, in troubled times, that Hashem shows his hashkocha of us only in a hidden way. So there's Ekesh Chan Aleichem 21 that is represents Hashem looking after us in a hidden way, and that's representing the Tefillin Shel Yad, which is 21 Shemus, and hidden, which is Tefillin Shel Yad, is covered up, because that represents the Rebbeinu Shem looks after us in a hidden way, where in times where we're not zoicha for Hashem to look after us begolu. The Gemara Chulin says Tzadik Aleph Mabeis, Chaviv in Yisrael mimalochim. Klal Yisrael are in a way a higher madrega than Malochim. Malochim are only allowed to mention Hashem's name after 3 words of introduction. But Klal Yisrael are allowed to mention Hashem's name even after 2 words introduction. Says the Gemara, Malochim, they say Kodosh, 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 then they say Hashem Tzavokos. They only mention Hashem's name after introduction of 3 words. We, Klal Yisrael, because the Bosham likes us so much, he gives us permission to mention his holy name after 2 words. As the Gemara said, Shema Yisrael, then we're ready, we say Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. And most times, all our brochis is Boruch Ato, then Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. Is after 2 words of introduction, 2 words of preparation, we're allowed to mention Hashem's name. There's so much powerful Kedush in Hashem's name, one needs preparation before mentioning Hashem's name. And without preparation, it's not correct to mention Hashem's name. Hashem's name, as we see, is a power. It's, and it's got a tremendous amount of Kedusha, so therefore without preparation it's not appropriate to mention Hashem's name at all. The Chaya Odom in Klal Hei talks about the importance when we mention Hashem's name, whenever you mention it, he says, Ve'yiro v'yistazu evoro b'shor shemaski Hashem. When you mention Hashem's name, one should have fear and one should even tremble. He said that not to Hashem ayuch levada, avada, the shame I'm for you, these holy shamers, avada one has to. Ela kol shemoy she'enom nimchokim ham yichod m'nishmoya godol boruchu. Any names which are Hashem's name, va'afil v'choloshen, it makes a difference what language you're talking about. Every language one has to be careful before one utters Hashem's name and say Hashem's name bekavona. And he brings a frightening story about a tzaddik. He doesn't normally bring stories to Chayot, but in Klal Heisiv Aleph, he says, I'll tell you a story that a person, I don't know who reported the story, who knew what went to Bez Shamalo. But I'll call them, there was a story, a great person went to Bez Shamalo, and there was a big announcement, make way for this great tzaddik, just be nifter. They were mekabli bekovet godl, and they gave him a sefer toy and asked, were you mekayim kol toy kolo? Yes. Were you mekayim all the mitzvot shem shemayim? Yes. Who can testify for you? All the malachim came and testified. Were you mekayim all toy shabal peh? They brought him up bor turim? Yes. Who can testify? All can testify. Were you careful when you said Hashem's name, Kavod and Tola? He kept quiet. And then there was a pachad. He kept quiet, and then he says he got to be a punishment. They offered him a choice of Gilgal, Gehenna. A frightening story, but I called upon him, says the Chayodom. One has to be careful when one utters Hashem's name, as we see that Hashem's name has so much power in it. Hashem's name is so powerful. All sorts of things can be done through uttering Hashem's name. Shem HaMfarish, of course, but even the Hashem's name, Shem Havaya, some say we are not allowed to say the Shem Havaya in this world, only in Laos Ilovoi. The Kohenim by Duchning, sometimes they were allowed. Every Shem has got its power to it, so we have to be careful when we utter Hashem's name. The Gemara says in the Doron Dav Zayin on the base, we learn out from the Pasuk, Chol Mokam Eshe'aski Shmi Ovo Elecho Beirach Ticho. Haskoras Hashem, mentioning Hashem's name, le mitzvah, in a correct way, brings brocha v'oisha. Ovoi elecho o beartichah. One wants brocha, so that one mentions Hashem's name, a kavona, that leads to all sorts of inyonim of brocha. It's a tremendous challenge to be mechavan Hashem's name. It's not easy. I mean, for most people it's not easy. Maybe some people it is. For most people it's not easy. So we need to find eitzes. So if one's mechazing on oneself, we realize the power of Hashem's name, how it could bring to bracha. So the more kavon we put in Hashem's name, the more bracha we get. So there is one eitzah which the poskim can bring down. The first bracha which one says in the morning, say that the kavon. The first brocha, whether the first brocha is your Birkas HaToyim last week, whether the first brocha is your Antilis HaToyim, the first brocha of the day, one should put extra effort to be Mechama Kavona, so it's brought down Likute Marich and other Poiskim, then all the other times, it's Al Das Rishon Oisa. I was Mechama the first time I said Hashem's name properly, so all my others are Al Das Rishon Oisa, they follow with the Kavona. It would be considered as if one was Mechama all the shames of the rest of the day. There's another eitzah, it's printed in many sidurim, to say a hoidor, announcement, a declaration at the beginning of the day, Hareini Mechavan, Kol Pam Sha'aski Shem Havaya, to be Mechavan the Kamonas properly, that's also a way of doing it. So I call upon him, the more effort we put into it, to mention Hashem's name properly, with the Kavona, and say a brocha, more Kavona, will be Zoicha to brocha v'oisha, and all the siyata shemais v'shvili.